They get very nervous.
As long as there's...
Zaymer Kulish Li, Zaymer Chesish Li, the Mishnah says Zenoitel Schleuches Revei, the Zenoitel Reva. The Yasoid Advarim is because by Zaymer Kulish, Zaymer Chesi, the MS, what is each one timing? The Baal HaKulo is timing, I picked it up myself. By Emitsi, he ran running for it, he's timing, I got there a split second before the second guy. And the Chesi Shali person is timing, Lechoyra, the simplest case is, we picked it up together. Abdem Shteik, since he's Moida, the half of it belongs to Ruvein, we'll call him. So Ruvein, Avada gets that half. That's the blue half. Then they're splitting the second half. Technically, the case of Kulish Li Chetzish Li is not a new Chiddush. I mean, if the talus would be 5 feet long, each one gets 2.5 feet by Kulei Kulei. And if the talus is 10 feet long, and it's Zayim Kulei Zayim Chetzi, we focus now on that half. It doesn't make a difference. It's a question just of the amount. We talked about the problem that it's maybe zeh, it's ena chaluka yechayel yisemes. How do you get to 3/4 and 1/4? We dealt with various oifanim, how it could be. But could be you don't even need that. We're focused on the second half of the talus. On the second half of the talus. It's a regular yechloiku. And that's why the din is 3/4 and 1/4. Frek toisis, v'im toimar. Oh, I don't want to confuse the oilam yet. But there's an interesting shaila in Rav Yeshua Leib Diskin, in the Maril Diskin. Three people walk in holding a talus. One says Kuloi Shali, and the other two, both, each one says Chetzi Shali. Not a third, Chetzi. Reuben says the whole thing is mine, I picked it up first. Shimon says no, half of it's mine, I guess I picked it up with someone. And Levi says, no, I picked it up with someone. How much percentage would each one get of the talus?
It's a little math equation, but it's the same way you do it by every other case.
So how much? I'll start by telling you that Rabbi Yeshua Leib Diskin says you have to break it into 24 pieces because the two shorter guys are going to get 5/24 each. And let's see if you at least figure that out. So how much does the cooling get? 14. Okay, good. So we're on the table. How did he get to that conclusion? I'm fighting the clock. I'll discuss it, the Ezra Hashem, when we get a chance. The din is, though, that the Mishnah says, by Zemer, Kuli Zemer, Chetzi is 3/4 and 1/4. Frek, Taisis, Vim, Toimar. Yehei Nemon, the Chetzi, Shaloi, Migu, the Boyamer, Kuli Shali. Hare, the one that says Chetzi Shali has a Migu. He could have timed it Kuli Shali. Let me interrupt. This Chetzi Shali guy learned Bapa Mitzia. He knows what is he going to get? 1/4. Is it morally right? Does he have a ref to go in and get advice from someone to walk into Beis Din? Why? And say Kulei Shali to get what he rightfully deserves. He knows that the other guy, who he really holds and picked it up together with him, is going to say that he picked it up himself, and he's going to get stuck with only 1/4. And Alpha PK, does he have a right to do that? That's a moral question. But Tais is asking, he has a Migu. Now, there are many truths in why you don't say Migu over here, but just, I'm not getting into the Chakir yet. If Migu is a Birur, a Giloi, that hey, he must be saying the truth because he could have said better. Or it's a koyach hataina. He could have tied in the kulay, so he should get what he deserves by kulay. But whatever it is, he wants to implement migu. There are many terutzim in the Rishonim why migu doesn't apply here. Each one of them is the klolim of migu. If you look in Chayshim Mishpat and Simon Pei Beis, there's a whole simon about migu. There's all kind of klolim migu. The klolim migu are built up from various sugyas and shas, many sugyas and shas, including here. This sugya also is one of the mekaymis where we buy the Gedorim of Migu. So there's a lot of rules of Migu. But Toisvis, when he asks the Kash, it's very interesting. He adds, Kidarmina Bigimara Hai Migu Gufei Lepotra Mishvui Lav Mishum Darumi Kamarim. I want to explain. How much does he get with the Emes? Answer up the Migu question. How much do you get by Kulish Li Chetzi Shali? 1/4. Does he have to swear on the 1/4? Yes. The Gemara on, like anytime you have to swear, the Gemara on Daf Ches asks that maybe he shouldn't have to swear on the 1/4. Because he has the migu that he could have said kuloi, and it should be, quote, a migu lafture mishvua. Yes, there's such a thing. A migu sometimes pat as a shvua. By the way, that's not kayach time, that's birr. The shvu is supposed to be mavari, you're saying the truth? Let the migu do that instead. So you shouldn't have to swear. And the Gemara Tak asks, let him get his quarter, but not have to swear. What do you see in that Gemara? That it's a good migu. I want to say a moyrdik knech. There are many reasons to say why this migu shouldn't be good. I'll put one out of the box for now. It's a migu de ha'aza. Maybe it's a chutzpah to say kula if you really only did chetz. Just as an example, maybe it's not a good migu de ha'aza. There are other reasons. Tosis is proving from Daf Ches and says, listen, there are many truths in why there's no migu, but be careful, don't come up with a teretz that's too good to be true. On Daf Ches, the Gemara did use this migu. And by the way, what's the Gemara's teretz on Daf Ches? Why taka do we make him make a shvua? L'chayr, he has a migu and he's dipata from shvua. What is the teretz? Arumi kamarim, which is, maybe this guy, Mamish learned Baba Metzia, he's an Oyber Chacham, he saw someone pick up the talis Mamish by himself. He wants to cash into a shtickle of a talis. He knows if he says kula, he'll get a half a talis, but he'll have to swear. And he's the kind of guy that likes stealing and lying, but not swearing falsely. So his eitzah is, he'll ask only for chetzi, get a quarter, have a migu, and the migu will pot him from shua, and then he's happy to get his quarter without having to swear. So you know what we tell him? We know about you. You have to swear anyways. That's the Gemara. What?
It's a very niche kind of guy. It's
like a Talmud Chacham. He's exactly on Daf Ches. Yeah, it's a famous guy. He's on Daf Ches, yes. But that proves that this is a legit migu. Meaning, and again, migu de Hazu was only one example. I want to come up with other examples of why this shouldn't be a good migu, but as such, then Daf Ches would also fall.
But Teruk Amari, that's not a good migu.
That's anyways a kasha on every migu. Rabbi Yonison Eibishitz asked that kasha in the Tumim, and there's right about that. A little bit of time. So, we saw in the Gemara Daf Ches that potentially, ulai kulai, we could have said this migu. The Gemara wanted, don't get confused, the Gemara wanted to use this migu to give him a quarter, but without a shua. What's the reason why we don't do that? Arume kamarim. Instead, what do we want to do? We wanted to use this migu to give him half. To give him half with a shvua, but to give him half. And now there are many truths, but let's open up with the first one. And for Toisvis Mufarish Rivam, Migula Hoitzi Loyam Rinon, De Bechetzi Hasheni Muchzik Ze Kimoize. It's a Migula Hoitzi. For the record, Migula Hoitzi Amrinon or Migula Hoitzi Loyam Rinon? Machloikis. Rishonim, there's no Gemara about it. Rabbi said this is important. There's a huge machlokes Rishonim. The Ramban's shita is migul haitzi amrinon. Just you should know. There are what? There's no such Gemara of migul haitzi
loyam
rinon. Migul haitzi loyam rinon is a machlokes Rishonim. It's a machlokes rishonim if migu lahoitzi amrinon and migu lahoitzi lo amrinon. There are rishonim that quote Gemara that migu lahoitzi lo amrinon. You know what the migu lahoitzi amrinon nicks do? They learn that Gemara differently. There are various ways to learn various Gemaras. As a matter of fact, you should know. There are Rishonim that hold Migul Haitzi Loy Amrinon, and one of their quotes, proofs, is Baba Metzia Daf Beis. Because why does the guy that says Chetzi only get a quarter? He should have a Migul to get half. Must be Migul Haitzi Loy Amrinon. What do the Migul Haitzi Amrinon the Nix do? They say one of the other six Terutzim. I'm going to attempt to say why we don't say Migul here. So you have to know a lot of times when the Sugyas of Migul come up, we build the rules of Migul on the rebound based on the Sugya.
Why don't we have a Migul and say Milsen Bloish Hindu like Hindu?
The Rivam says that the emissary reason why you don't say Migu by Chetzi, that he, why does he only get a quarter? The Migu should give him half? Again, there are many other Terutzim I'm going to try to get to. But Tosis obviously doesn't hold up those other Terutzim, and his focus is because it's a Migu Lahaitzi. Why is it Lahaitzi? Question. I get it. Migu lahafsik is when you want to have a migu to be able to keep something that you're holding. Let's say you're holding money, someone says you owe him the money, you're trying to get out of the chiyuv, whatever the scenario is, and you have a migu to keep the money you're holding. Sometimes it's a migu, let's say you're coming to mun somebody else's money, you want to be mighty money. What's the case we're doing over here today? Shnayim oifzin. That's exactly what I'm asking. We're talking about Shnayim oifzin. In a matzav of Shnayim oifzin, You're a lahaitzi or a lahachzik. And if you don't mind, let's talk first about kulay kulay. By kulay kulay, how much is each one going to get? Chetzi. If somehow there would be a migo to get more than chetzi, would you call that lahaitzi or lahachzik? Rabbi said, that's talking the chakira. By kulay kulay, if you don't mind the color code, is the pshat that it's vadoyis, there's the blue half and the green half? And Reuven, who's holding his blue half, is getting his blue, but he's not getting it as migu, he's getting it as yachlaiku. And Shimon's getting his half as green. Or no, there's a tzad that the gather of Shnai, Mayus, and the Talis, there's no absolute clear he's blue, he's green. Actually, what color is the entire 100% of the Talis? Gray.
Blue-green.
We'll call it gray. In the matzav of gray, would you call that lahatsik or lahaitzi though? On anything of it. Big machlekes, we show you. Again, there's a double machlekes issue over here. First of all, should we analyze, perceive, be magdir, Shnai Weissam as clear, 50 blue, 50 green? Vashtaitzik, if it's 50 blue, 50 green, you're muksak on the blue and you're trying to be moitzi the green. Or no, we should look at it as it's totally blue, totally green, purple, blue, totally. But even if you make that hanacha, okay, so now what should you say? Is that called lahachzik or lahaitzi? Yud Shiloh. Yud Shiloh.
But anyway, two guys here, so one's the one, one's the other. Every scenario, one guy's the, if you
want to
figure it out.
I know. I gave the names already. They're Reuven and Shimon. Right. So my Hakiri is this Reuven 50% blue and Shimon 50% green. Or Reuven is 100% holding the gray. Shimon is also 100%, let me explain this, holding the gray. But now when he's getting it, is he being Moitzi or Machzik?
So the one
that's
going to be doing the opposite of what the other one's trying to do, you can't learn. They're both of them doing the same thing.
But I want to know, in that situation, when both of them are in that situation, should I call that Lahachzik or Lahaitzi? Rabbi Sai, in a case of Kulay Chetzi, Shimon is Moida that Reuven owns half the talus. So what's that half talus colored? Blue, that's for sure blue, that's a river. Focus now on the second half of the talus. They're only fighting about the second half of the talus. How do you want to be Magdir the second half of the talus? Quarter blue, quarter green? You know, quarter blue, quarter green? Or totally gray? Careful, what is Tosfos' answer? How much does he taka get? A quarter. The Migu was attempting to give him a second quarter. Okay. And what's the answer? It's not a good Migu. It's a Migu le Haitzi. Why is it le Haitzi? One way of learning the Tosis is, the Bechetzi Hasheni. Careful. Get ready. Muchzik Zeh. Kemoi Zeh. A quarter is blue. A quarter is green. You want to give him that second quarter als Migu? That's Migu le Haitzi. Lo Yitzuyo, he would want to get the first quarter als Migu. Would it be called Migu le Haitzi? No. He's, so it's Takash Spitz Green. He doesn't need Migu for that though. That he's getting because of the Achleiku. But another way of reading the Tosis is no. The Bechetzi Hasheni Mokhsak Zekamayzeh. The entire second half is one big gray thing. And that's also called Lahaitzi.
Same as with the 50-50.
Same as with the 50-50 case. But then it would be called Lahaitzi even on the first quarter. Klapimat Varim Amurim. Does the Oilim have a raya that maybe he is Lahaksak on the first quarter? I have a Gemara that he is Lahaksak on the first quarter. There was a Gemara on Daf Ches that wanted him to be putter from the Shvuah on the first quarter. Al Smigu, what was the reason why not? What was the reason why we don't give him a Migu to putter the Shvuah on the first quarter?
Arumi
Kamarim. Why didn't the Gemara say he doesn't have a Migu on the first quarter? Because it's a Migu Lahaitzi. Why did the Gemara say that the reason you don't have a Migu to putter you from the Shvuah on the first quarter is because of Arumi Kamarim? You shouldn't have a Migu on the first quarter because it's Migu Lahaitzi. Duh! Stay duh! Then on the first quarter, you are Lahaitzik. No, like she doesn't be like, I mean, you can't like the Ramban, the Chesach, someone had one. Lachar, isn't that Chesaraya that you're Lahachzik Chach on the first quarter? Oh, so you can get out of it by saying no. Over there, you're getting the quarter now, Smigu. You're getting the quarter because that's your Chalukah. We only want to use the Migu, the Pater, or Shvua. Maybe that's not called Lahaitzi. Maybe. But let me ask you a mathematical question. What?
25% in a bag already. That's the
dish. That's,
so,
yeah.
I don't know if
that's
the same
thing. Same. I heard once a fascinating kasha. Why by Zaymer Kule Zaymer Chetzi? How much does the Chetzi guy get? A quarter. What? A quarter he should get off Migu. Migu Lahachzik. So that's like the same way the Kule guy got 50% blue like a river. The quarter of Migu Lahachzik should be like a ride off Migu Lahachzik. They should split the second quarter. He should get 3/8 and 5/8. We asked a similar kasha by Mitoich, if you remember. That Al Smitoich, he should swear off, he's doing Mitoich on the quarter, he's only got 1/8. What? It's a nice kasha. You know what the answer to this kasha is? Maybe it's not called Migu Lahachzik on that quarter. But again, we are slowly wrapping up Tosis' teretz on the kasha. There are many more teretzim, but let's again recap the case. Zaymer kulei, zaymer chetzi. The Mishnah paskins quarter, three quarters. Quarter with the Shavua. The Ches wanted him to have a meet with the pot of the Shavua on the quarter. Rumei kamarin. But Toysis now, all the Rishonim, they wanted to get a second quarter as migu, and there are many Tritzim coming up. Taisa says, chutz on the second quarter, you're a migu lahaitzi. Taisa's Rid doesn't like this teretz. And the Ramban doesn't like this teretz. Not a problem, there will be other Tritzim. But why does the Ramban and Taisa's Rid not like this teretz? The Ramban doesn't like this teretz because the Ramban sheet is in Gan Shas, migu lahaitzi amrino. One of the Ramban's rises from Ksubis. A lady by Ksuba could say Mishirastani Nanasti, because Amiga she could have said Mukasei. So all kinds of other cases. The Ramban quotes Gemaras where you're allowed to be Moitzi. The Ramban's Shita is, there's no Gemara about it. Migo Lahoitzi Amrinon. So the Ramban says, okay, so then what's going to be here? We're back to the Kasha. Why does the Baal HaChetzi actually only get a quarter? He should get the second quarter also as Migu. So Zayin, it's a Migu Lahoitzi. Migo Lahoitzi Amrinon. We need a new Teretz. Coming up. Taisa Shrit has a different Kasha though. Taisa Shrit says, you're right, only Migul Ahachsik Amrinon. But even on the second quarter, he's a Migul Ahachsik. It's not called Lahoitzi. Why? What does Taisus Rid mean? It was in the Marmokan. Taisus Rid says, I don't like this Migul Lahoitzi Teretz. The Chetzinik is Lahachsik even on the second quarter. Why? The simplest way of reading Taisus Rid, the gray way of learning Taisus Rid is that Taisus Rid understands that by Kule Kule also, it's not blue green, it's totally gray, and he holds that in a situation of totally gray, each one's lahachzik. But I have a different way of learning Taisus Rid. I want to say a moirid kechiddush is going to be not so easy to chab, and not everyone is going to agree. I want to say that lo'olam kenzayin ulai, it's possible that Taisus Rid holds that by kulay kulay, he's mamish a blue green. 50 is blue, 50 is green. But nevertheless, he tainis that the chetzi shalinik is muchzik on 50%. Because when they walk into Bezdin, before you turn the volume on, you see two people holding it, you already see 50 blue, 50 green. So he's able to get a migu up to 50 green, and it's still called lahachzik, even though that's not the gedder by kulay kulay. If this is true though, I'm sorry for doing this to you, but what would be the din?
And he could say nothing.
No, if he says nothing, he gets nothing, but I have a different idea. Let's say one guy says kulay, and one guy says three quarters. First of all, what's the din? Let's get familiarized. If one, he says that it was the other magasa of three quarters, or they picked it up with four people, and or I have a few other options, but the point is, this is the case. In Bezdin, Reuven says the whole thing is mine, Shimon says three quarters is mine. How much does each one get? For the fiat before migus. How much does each one get? What's the psak?
62/37.
Fractions? With eights, not 24, so I'm not up to this
for sure later. You split the 75.
What's the fractions? 3/8 and 5/8. 3/8 and 5/8. Because one quarter is a rival, one quarter is 2/8. How many eighths left after you give him his 2/8? 3 apiece. 3/8 and 5/8. That's going to be the din. But he should have a migu. He should get his full 3/4 als migu. And here, it will be migu lahaitzi, because Taisus Rid, you went beyond the 50% silence blue-green thing. That would be ulay anafkamina. But now we are up to the issue of what could possibly be another teretz to the kasha. Again, let's enjoy the kasha. The kasha is, you know what the kasha is? The kasha is, by Zayimer Kulay Zayimer Chetzi, the psak of the Mishnah is that the Chetzi gets a quarter. He has a Migu. I mean, he does. He could have said Kulay, Als Migu, we should give him the full Chetzi. What did Taisus answer? Migu Lahaitzi. Chutz on the second quarter, you Lahaitzi. Maybe even on the first, but Chutz on the second, you Lahaitzi. The Ramban doesn't like that teretz because the Ramban holds Migul Haitzi Amrinon. Taisus Rid doesn't like that teretz because he holds, this is called Lahachzik. So why is it not a good Migul? And you know, some Rishonim say because it's a Migul Dehazo. Some Rishonim say that, but that's the problem from that chest. And why would the Migul Dehazo work the Pata from Shvua? So we're looking for another teretz. I have another teretz. This is an Achrayinish teretz, actually. There's a halacha shulchan aruch simin sadi tes in chayshem mishpat. A malva comes to a loiva and says, you owe me money. The loiva says, I don't have any cash. The malva says, okay, I'll take something that you own. And he's looking around for something that the loiva owns, and he's walking around, and he sees the loiva owns a gewisse item, a car, a watch, a vase, and he says, I'll take that. You owe me $42,000, I'll take the watch. The loiva says, it's not my watch. It's a pekudah, and someone gave it to me. It's an investment. It's not mine. I'm sorry. He's not believed. The malva takes it. Why? Chazaka kol ma shetachas yad adam hava shaloi. This is, by the way, backfiring on him, but it doesn't make a difference. The rule is a rule. It's not good or bad. And the Ramah adds in Chayshim Mishpatim and Tzadites, even though the loyder has a migul, he can taka give the watch to another guy. Right? He says, it's not my watch, it's my neighbor's. Let him go to the neighbor and give it to him. Be yodai to give it to the other guy.
It's a migul, is that?
It's, the Ramah calls it migul. It's a good aura, but the Ramah calls it migul. And the Ramah says, even though he has a migul, chazoka kol ma shetachas yad adam hava shaloi is so absolute, we don't care. Question. Zaymer kuli zaymer chetzi. You want him to have a migu to get the second quarter? No. The other guy has cheskas kolma on the second quarter. This is not migu lahoitzi. This is a nightmare.
Shouldn't
this is migu.
Shouldn't that in itself be a broken chazaka by the fact that someone else grabbing it?
That's the story of Shneim Eichsen, that it doesn't break, that you have to take all of these factors in and work it out. You're asking good, but that's the next few weeks. We're going to try to analyze what Shneim Eichsen
is. Do
they cancel? Is it like Trey? It's all part of that balagan.
What?
We're trying to. I know, but here we have Kulei Chetzi. Okay, but here we have Kulei Chetzi. The Ramban says another teretz to the Kasha. This is a very geshmaka teretz, and if you don't mind, I'm going to say it with an interesting lashon. You know, there are many terutzim that you don't apply migu over here. I want to tell you, the Ramban doesn't say this, but I want to say it like this. This teretz I'm about to say from the Ramban is different than all the other terutzim. He's not saying that you don't apply migu. He's saying, no, it's because it's a tzeres tefillah. Thank you for reminding me. I don't want to forget to say it. It's very important that everyone should go to that tzeres tefillah. It's an opportunity to be part of Klal Yisrael, to daven for a Yeshua, that the Shulchan is being mashpil, the Bnei Torah, Ad Ofar, Kvoid HaTorah is Nirmas, and it's so obvious that all the Aschonim are not able to be Matzliach here, and we ain't lanu lishoyin Ella HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the opportunity that everyone together is coming to daven for the, I would say it's a tefillah l'shleim ha-medina, because the Medina is going to go fife, and if they're going to be going against the Torah, so we push and have to daven that there should be a Yeshua over here, and that's why people are coming in. But I want to get back to this. I want to tie it that this teretz from the Ramban that I'm about to say is different than all the other teretzim, because all the other teretzim are explaining why there's not a migu. This teretz of the Ramban says, no, there is. Watch. If he would have said kulei, how much would he get?
50.
How much of his taina would he get?
Half.
I'm not how much of the talus. How much of his taina would he get?
Half.
Okay. And you wanted to have a migu? Great. Have it for lunch. You have a migu. If you would have said kula, you would have get half your taina. So now that you're taina chetzi, we're going to give you a migu. We're going to give you what you want. We're going to give you half of your taina. I'm going to say it again. The Ramban says, very different than all the other tzuritzim that explain why there's no migu over here. There is a migu. On delivery, you have a migu. The migu says, if you would have tined it kula, you would have gotten chetzi tanosoi. So we're not going to get you any less than that. Whatever you're tining, we're going to give you chetzi tanosoi. You're tining 50, you're going to get half of it. Where does it say you have to gain from a migu? You have to apply it. But very important, there's a chakira from Rabbi Chanan. Is migu birer or koyach hataina? You're right. The end result is the same as sans the migu. I know. But again, there are many truths still that we're going to say why there's no migu. Here we're actually implementing migu, but careful. There's a chakir if migu is birer or koyach hataina. The velt taina is that this pshat of the Ramban is the ultimate koyach hataina pshat. It's not a birer that we should believe you, that We should be megala that when you're saying 50, we should trust you and give you 50. We have to give you the koyach of your taina. There's an arsenal here of tainas. And when you're taina chetzi, we say, listen, you could have tainat kulai. So we'll say, okay, let's check it out. What would have happened if you said kulai? If you would have said kulai, not how much of the talis, how much of the taina? We're being lumbish over here. If you would have said kulai, how much of your taina would you have received? You need a calculator?
50%
of your taina. So we're going to give you amigo. You're going to get 50% of your taina. Migu lechetzi tanosai. This pshat is based on migu of koyach hataina. The seder, but that's good for the din. That is good for the din. There's no nafkamina, but in Lomdis. Nafkamina in Lomdis. I know, but in koyach hataina, we're not so hung up on the talus, we're hung up on the taina. And the taina of kulei would have given you chetzi tanosai. So yeah, we're going to deliver you a migu. We're going to deliver you a migu.
I said,
we're going to deliver you a migu. The other Rishayim say a different nusach. If you would break up the talis into four quarters, I don't have it here on a... right? But if you could imagine it, there's the first quarter, the second quarter, and then two more quarters. The third and fourth quarter was already totally true blue, was sent over to Reuven because he was Maida. Then there's another two quarters over here. I'm trying to get it. How much is he tiny is his? Two quarters. And you want to have him amigo that he could have said all four quarters, and therefore you should give him two quarters. So why, if there would be migu here, would he get the second quarter? Because of his taina on the third and fourth quarter. That's called migu mi mamen la mamen. Loi amrina migu mi mamen la mamen. It's not the same var I said before, no. It's loi amrina, this is a var of birr. You don't say migu on one mamen to another mamen. That's why we don't apply migu. Rabbeinu Peretz says another pshat. Rabbeinu Peretz says, these people aren't lying, Bechlal. Both of them went for a quick scramble to get the talis. Each one really thinks he was there first, but it was close. We always were saying that it's not even a Vadei Ramai. Why is it not even a Vadei Ramai? Because it's Bidah Dummy. Says Rabbeinu Peretz, if the issue is Bidah Dummy, then your issue is not if he's lying or not lying. Your issue is if maybe he just doesn't know. So what do you mean, but he could have said Kuloi, but that's not a reason to suddenly believe him more now about more than a quarter. He might not know. He himself might not know. So how many Tirutzim did we say? The question was, Zeh Oimer Kuloi, Zeh Oimer Chetzi. The din is he gets a quarter. He has a migu. He could have said Kuloi, let him get Chetzi. And our answers were, migu l'haitzi l'arminon. But that opened up the blue-green-gray issue. And it also opened up the issue of the migu haitzi l'arminon. We also said it's migu keneged anan sahadi of ma'at tachas yadoi. We also said migu da ha'oza, migu mi momen le momen, and migu lechetzi tanosa. Tosis now veers on and discusses in general the topic of migu lechetzi, which is what we're going to do now. He brings the Gemara Baba Basra Taflam and Beis, the sugya of Gachan Velachish. Now, before we start Gachan Velachish, I just want to say that there's a huge machlekes rishonim if migu lechetzi amrinon or not. Now, the lechetzi Nick's quote our sugya as a source, but if there's another teretz our sugya, it's not a source. Another gemara which you asked from, and that's what people have a misconception that there's a gemara Baba Basra that says the words Rav Yosef Amar Migul Haitzi La'Aminu. That's not what it said. There is a machlekes Rav Rav Yosef. We're going to go into it now, but there's various ways of understanding the machlekes Rav Rav Yosef. Yes, one of many options is that maybe that's what they're arguing about. But having jumped ahead, let's say the story. The story was a guy was in Bezna. There's actually two stories here. The gemara brings. It was either a malve who was money a chayiv from a loiva, shtar, mekuyim, with aegis, that says the loiva owes him $4,000. It was an open shut case, for sure the din was going to be, the malve was going to win. Alternatively, another story there was that there was a mori karma who owned the karka. You have a fellow who doesn't have cheskes gimel shanim, but he has a shtar that he bought the karka, and it's a mekuyim dik shtar. Things were looking smooth. With the shtar, he was going to win to be goyva the karka from the mori karma, al smekach, or be goyva the chayiv of $4,000 from the loiva. The case was about to be closed. All of a sudden, the marikama slash loiva looks at him and says, the shtar is a forgery, a total forgery. It's a machlekes rishonim if it means that I saw you in your basement forging the names, or two people signed their names. It's not a forgery, they signed their names, but they're totally not, don't know anything about the story. They signed as they signed. Or it was a shtar amana that he was written for just so you should look rich. But he said, this shtar is not legit. Now, here's the catch. What was this guy, Hahu Gavra, supposed to do? And by the way, he did 24 practice runs in the basement the night before. What was he supposed to do? He knew they were going to scream, forgery. What was he supposed to do? He practiced this.
Keep his mouth shut. Denier.
Cool, calm, and collected. He practiced, and they had all kind of actors, and they practiced. What happened when crunch time? He crashed, he goes over to the bench, he tells the shoifet, Rabba, Herzu, I'm not a bad guy, and I'm not a ganav, and I did lend this guy $4,000, and I actually did buy the karka and paid him $1.2 million in cash yesterday. But I have a problem, I'm a shlamaz. And the shtar is lost. And I realized I'm lost, that I'm not going to get my $4,000, and this guy who's a shark is going to take his house back with the 1.2 that I already gave him. So I was given an eitzah by someone. Is it the right thing to do? To forge a shtar, to correct, to rightfully get what I really deserve. Now, we talked about this a few minutes ago. Is a guy who really knows that he was kulei chetzi shalit allowed the tina kulei to get the chetzi he deserves? What?
There's an iser to lying. Best.
Is he lying?
How do you get around that?
His tina is not lying.
The emes is, it's mamish a perfect photographed copy of the original star. I mean, if with AI, it's mamish genoid as elbezach.
Not on the star. His tina is not a lie.
But his tina is not a lie. His tina kamad is also not a lie. He's saying, I bought the karka and here's the star. I lent him the money. Here's the star. Now, that's part of the moral question that we're clarifying. But that is always the question. Now, I don't know what that is. So now, Zok the Gemara. Does he win the karka or not? Machloikus Rava v'Rav Yosef. What's the Machloikus Rava v'Rav Yosef? Rava says you have the Gemara. Where is it? And again, there are two cases. There's one with a star of one with a mecca. Rabbi says, Malo l'shaker. Iboy yomer l'shtar amalya. He could have just kept quiet. And Rabbi Yosef says, no. What are you relying on? High star, which one? The new forgery one. It's a chaspa. So is there migu or not? Now there's a funny thing here, because Tysus over there asks, this is a wacko thing. Frek Tysus. Oh, 1 second. Frek Tysus. Tema. What's the pattern of Rabbi Yosef? Get ready for this. Lehem the bemigu di boyomer star amalia. Taisa said, breakthrough. Wasn't that Rava's shita? No, you were here for cheskes abadim. What's the difference between Rava and Taisa? We're going to have to deal with that, Rabbi Yosef. But there's a machlokes. What's the machlokes, Rava Rav Yosef? There were rishonim that wanted to say that the machlokes, Rava Rav Yosef, goof is whether you say migu lahaitzi or not. Now Taisa says shita is migu lahaitzi l'armin. And how come over there the migu works? Over there is it lahaitzi? You're being moitzi from the Morikamo. You're being moitzi from the Loiva. I'm Migul Haitzel Amrina. Zoktoisis, you're right. But Migu Di Boishaski is better. Why is Migu Di Boishaski better? Why is Migu Di Boishaski better? He doesn't need to tie anything. But why is it? Okay. But why is it more powerful? I heard an interesting nusach once. A Migu is that I must be saying the truth because I could have thought, if I'm lying, I could have came up with this in this story. Only most people know how to do things like that, not everyone. And ain't holchem the moment after haroyv, but just to keep quiet. I mean, he tried 24 times and crashed. But what he was supposed to do, he just proved he wasn't able to do this. But what anyone could do, anyone could keep quiet. Similar vart is a thing. You don't say migu for two people, but migu di boishaski even say for two people. Why? Because to shvaygin is green. You know, you could just keep quiet. That's all you need to do. It's not a kunz, and therefore that's such a powerful migu. That's what Rabbah held. Like now, by the way, the Ramban argued what? I'm coming to say that Tosis doesn't need Pesha Asr. There's a difference. I know.
Would we say plug in a group in such a case? Why how can we say plug in a group?
Not plug in a group, plug in.
I'm saying if we were to take him out here, we'd be plug in.
No, it's not plug in. It's not plug in. 1 second. Tosis over here is saying that the MS Migul Haitzi Loy Amrina. No, shtik is better. So why does Rabbi Yosef argue? Taisus says a whole hesber Rabbi Yosef we're going to have to still talk about. The idea is Rabbi Kevega's Mitzayin, there's a Taisus in Kuf Tes Zayin Amar Aleph. Taisus in Kuf Tes Zayin Amar Aleph is handling about Migul Haitzi, and he says, and I quote, Miyu, according to the man the Amar in Cheska Sabatim that holds Migul Haitzi Amrinon, who's the man the Amar in Cheska Sabatim that holds Migul Haitzi Amrinon? Well, in us it says Babashadaf Memdalid, but in the new Siyoyin Shigimaris they switch it to Lamed Beis. It's Rav, it's our sugya. And why does Rabbi Yosef argue for a different reason? So again, if you realize what happened here, when we talked about the migu of Kulei and Chetzi, and we got involved in that, and we said many reasons why there's no migu. But one of them was migu l'haitzi, and then we veered off in general to the migu l'haitzi topic, which is taka yuj machlekes rishayim. But this has to do with the chakira of whether migu is kaya chatayin or birra, but we're going to slap the vimavara that there's still a lot more to do on Tosfos. Be'ezer Hashem, I want to be emes. We have a lot still to do on the Tosfos, and to start the Gemara, and there's a lot to do. But maybe, Bershuschem, I want to just feroise the Rabbi Yeshua Leib, and I'll explain. I saw something fascinating from Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. This is a little bit of a fractions, if you're allergic to numbers, so just shusky. But for 2 minutes, I want to explain. One person says kulai, and I'm going to explain. You'll see what I'm going to do. One person says kulai, two say chetzi, all three are holding it. I know that Rabbi Yeshua Leib says that the psak at the end of the day is 14/24, 5/24, and 5/24. How did he get to that conclusion? Very complex. I'm not even going to bother. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach comes to the exact same conclusion: 14/24, 5/24, and 5/24. But the way he was masbrit, Maybe with our color code, I might be able to explain it. Watch. Says it's Lema Zalman. You have to ask yourself a preliminary question. The guy that's saying Kula, you're saying the whole thing is his. So which part is his? The blue and the green. The two people saying Chetzi. Is one of them saying green and the other one saying blue? Or they're both talking about the blue? We don't know, but watch. If they're both talking about the blue, so that the green, who does the green go to? 12/24, right off. And the blue has to be split up into three, four 12ths each. He would get 16 12ths. But what if I cared? 24th, sorry. But what if I cared? The Chetziniks are talking each one about a different color. So then, on the blue, 6/12 and 6/12. And on the green, separately, 6/12 and 6/12. So how much does the guy get then if they're talking about different, what's it called? 12/24. But we don't know if the two Chetzis are talking about the same one or a different one. So we do Yachloiku, the in between 60/24 and 12/24. So it goes to 14/24. That's how he gets to the same conclusion that Rabbi Shua Leib did in a different way. Good. Okay. Two ten. The yeshivas are walking to Zaman at 2:10.